I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Lacey already knows she's stepping into Psycho this weekend. She'll share it with you here in just a couple of seconds. So Memorial Day is coming up. Maybe you have a girls' trip planned?
Yeah, and if you're on a girls' trip, you think this is just like a ha-ha-la fun time. We're going to drink some mimosas, have some spritz, might go dancing. But the reality is when you go on a girls' trip, it is war! Especially when you walk into your Airbnb and you have to do that thing as a woman where you pretend you don't care and you just put a smile on your face and, you know, you just got to choose your bed. But reality is choosing your bed is like choosing your sanctuary. For the next 4 days, we're going to be talking smack with the other girls for the next couple hours. And this is from Leah Rudick on Instagram. She's a comedian who I think puts this into words perfectly.
Choosing beds on a girls' trip is truly the most passive aggressive Lord of the Flies. Because on the outside, everyone, we're all just like, I don't care. I will literally sleep anywhere. I am so easy. I do not care. I don't care. I will sleep. I will sleep wherever. I will sleep in the pull-out drawer of this coffee table. I don't care. I don't want to take up space. Does anyone mind if I use this washcloth as a blanket? Sorry, did you want that? I'm sorry. You know what? I don't even need a bed. I will just sleep in the trash cans on the front porch. I love to cuddle raccoons. But on the inside, we're all like, I swear to God, if Bridget gets the master bedroom, I will slaughter her. I will put her head on a stake and smear her fresh blood on my cheeks. All before pre-dinner cocktails. I will drop a boulder on her ass. Just like Roger does to Piggy in chapter 11 of Lord of the Flies. The conch shell is mine.
Same for guys.
Really? Is
oh,
it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes. I mean, that inner battle. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't care. You have it. But you're really hoping they're like, nah, you take the master.
Nah, I really don't care.
I care so much.
I turn it up regardless.
I'm soft, man.
It's okay. This is a safe space. You can be honest.
I promise you, I don't care.
I'm soft. All right. Let's get Lacey on here because she knows she's stepping in a cycle. I love when you guys hit us up and you're like, Burt Show, I'm not a crazy person, but I'll fill you in on this. I'm stepping in a cycle this weekend. And it usually has to do with a dude. And it does here also an ex boyfriend. Some stalking this weekend. Hey, Lacey.
Hey. So, I am fully aware I'm getting ready to go crazy, and I feel like it's worth it. It's worth the risk.
Okay, so tell us who the dude is and what you're doing that you would label psycho.
Okay, well, the dude is obviously my ex-boyfriend, and so, yeah, he broke up with me about 3 months ago, and I just can't get over it. I feel like he's the one, and if we have a chance to maybe, like, run into each other, then that spark could come, you know, back alive, and he can realize that he's missing out. And I happen to still have him on my Find My Friends app, so I think maybe I could just, like, organize me randomly bumping into him and seeing where things go.
Okay.
Where is he right now? Just curious.
He's at home still.
As soon as she gets up in the morning. No,
first thing you do.
Hold on. Lacey, let's keep it 100. How often do you check that man's location? Do you check it daily? Do you check it hourly?
Yeah, more than daily. Yeah, no, it's just kind of one of those apps that you open because you're a little bored.
Okay, well, just so you know, you stepped in a psycho way before you made this call.
Yeah, he did. This call might be her stepping into psycho.
It's one thing to know. It's a whole other thing to do anything about it. So, you know, now I'm ready to put some action behind it.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so...
Mo's eyes got as big as saucers when you said you did it more than daily.
I've never heard the term more than daily before.
How long ago did you guys break up?
March.
Okay. What have you done? Because generally after a breakup, you start to get your glow up, right? Maybe cut your hair. What have you done between then and now where you think he's going to take a look at you and go, dang.
Other than cry.
Yeah. Well, I haven't cut my hair. He does like long hair, so I'm no fool. But I have been in the gym a little bit more. I've been taking care of myself. And, you know, let's be real. I've got my spray tan glow on. So I don't look terrible.
But I don't think this is an appearance thing. I think this is...
He just might not like her from the inside. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. She can do?
Hey, that was harsh. Your personality is trash. I mean, she is checking his location multiple
times
a day.
That's a lot.
No, so Lacey, I'm wondering, like, if I, you know, I'm putting myself in your psycho shoes, and you're thinking... If we just randomly bump into each other, right? It's like the universe's way of putting us back in each other's lives. And maybe it'll spark or plant a little seed in his head. Like, maybe I am supposed to still be with her because she just randomly showed up at the same place as me. And this is so odd. Could this be kismet that I made the wrong decision?
Yeah, and we've always had such great chemistry that I just think if we're in the same space, all of that will just come back to life and he'll realize that, yeah, we're supposed to be together. I mean, it's not like he said, oh, you know, we're not together because I really don't like the way that you walk or talk or laugh. Like, he couldn't give me a reason. It was just like, I don't think I'm ready for a relationship. So maybe he just needs a little push.
I had no idea that the universe's name was Find My Friends, but we learn something new every day. But Lacey, I'm actually going to do something psycho myself, and I'm going to help you step into psycho because I think this is a good plan, but I think it needs some adjustments. I think if you show up and you start, you know, a conversation with this guy, he's going to pick up on it. Like, guys are dumb, but they're not that dumb. What I think you need to do is you need to trigger his primal senses, his protective senses, that he's missing out on you. And I think instead of showing up in the hopes that you guys are going to have some kind of conversation that's going to spark whatever, you need to show up with a man so he sees you and gets jealous. He sees you out living your life. You didn't plot this, trying to like sneak up on him and rekindle whatever. You're going to show up like you're on a date or you're like coming to a bar after a date with this man. I don't know if you got to go on Hinge or Bumble or get a guy friend that he doesn't know about, but you need to make this man jealous.
I don't think that's going to work like that.
That's a great idea.
Really? Oh, I love that idea.
Mo says no.
Why not?
Because if he's already got obviously halfway out the door and wanting to leave, then seeing you with another man might be exactly what pushes him completely out.
Mm. Or he's going to see them together and be like, that should be me holding your hand.
Now, I will tell you, if you end up going solo and bump into him, he might be thinking more like, hey, this is going to be tonight. And that'll be it. So I think you have to make an agreement with yourself. Nothing physical at all.
That's a good point, too.
And I wish I would have asked this. I wish I would have asked this out the gate, but we need to ask listeners later who is still following their ex. And where?
More than daily.
More than daily. Find My Friends. Yes. I want to know how many people out there are still like daily, more than daily.
More than daily.
Checking their ex's location and like, I want to know where they are.
I'm trying to see if I still follow anybody.
No.
No.
That would have been because
I have a life. And you do too, Lacey. Almost.
All right, Lacey. Let's check back with you on Monday and find out how it goes. Good luck. Nothing physical this weekend. Okay?
Okay. All promise. Right.
Good luck. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do love stories about you just taking a look at your life and going, I'm not fulfilled. I'm just not fulfilled. And then you do something about it like almost instantly. Is that you? 1-855-BIRCHO. Like you made such a lifestyle change and followed your dream. Are you happy you did it? What did you do? 1-855-BIRCHO. And I'm asking this because I was telling these guys earlier this morning, I am obsessed with this dude right now that is on a boat. He just learned how to sail and decided that, look, I'm not even feeling great. I'm working at a job that I don't even like. I need to do something different. And the dude did it. And he records and videos from his boat every day from Oregon to Hawaii.
My name is Oliver, and in 10 days, I'm going to cross the Pacific Ocean alone. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a condition called Klippel-Feil syndrome. What it is a spinal disorder, so I've got a loose spine, and I do run the risk of going paralyzed from the neck down. And that reality kind of shook up my world. I became incredibly aware of my mortality, and I grew to absolutely despise my job and the corporate machine. I quit my job rather abruptly with the goal of sailing around the world with no plan. A week after quitting my job, I liquidated my 401k. 2 weeks after that, I purchased a sailboat. About a month after that, I started sailing without knowing how to sail. Fast forward a year, I've learned to sail, and I've done an extensive refit on my boat for the past 5 months. And now, in 10 days, we are crossing the Pacific Ocean. When I say we, I mean my cat and I. It's a crazy feeling. It's an absolutely crazy feeling.
And he's posting every day from his boat. As soon as I wake up in the morning, first thing I do now is grab my phone and go, oh my God, I wonder how Phoenix is doing.
So that's what I asked you earlier because, you know, he lost me a cat. I'm like, dude, your cat did not sign up for this. Mm-hmm. And I asked you, what's the cat's name? Have you figured out what the cat's name is?
No.
Sailing with Phoenix.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, Phoenix is the cat's
name. Yes!
Bert, Bert, I would say it's safe to say don't get in a boat by yourself in the ocean.
I already know that I'm not capable. Yeah, I'm not capable of doing this.
Yeah, he's literally sailing with Phoenix, and Phoenix is his cat's name, and that's who he's sailing with. But please, bye.
All right, 1-855-BIRCHO, the wanderlust, because I think we've all had it before where you wake up and you're like, is this really what I want to do with my life? And there are very few opportunities for you just to go, you know what? I'm going to do it. So maybe you know somebody that did it also. 1-855-BIRCHO. Hey, Jen, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Great. Good. Thank you for calling.
Good. So on this Friday morning, I am headed to school for a field day.
About 8 years ago, I left my corporate job because I was not fulfilled, and I got sick of sitting behind a desk and a computer screen, and I'm now an eighth grade math teacher.
Wow. Good for you. Wow.
I love that.
That's Look at awesome. That, man. I mean, it really is about following your purpose, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And it, has it lived up to your expectations? Has this been the fulfillment that you were missing in life?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't fill my bank account nearly as much.
Yeah. Well, after a while, you realize, like, what's really, really mm-hmm. important, you know? I appreciate you calling. Thank you. It's usually when I'm on vacation and I'm like, you know what? If I could just put up some dive bar right here on this beach right here right now, this is what I want right here. But then I know I'd be bored as hell. I'd be looking to scale it, you know, like putting up a different bar on every island. Good morning, Caroline. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, tell us the story. You gave it all up for your purpose.
Okay, so I was working for a bank in the back office, and I sat at a cubicle all day, and I hated it. And so one day I gave my boss my 2 weeks' notice, and they said, if you're going to quit, you need to leave today. And so I packed up my stuff and left with no plan of what to do. And I ended up getting a job as a CNA in a hospital, and it paved my way to nursing school. And now I've been a nurse for 20 years. I'm a NICU nurse, and I absolutely love my job. I love my babies, and I couldn't be happier, and I can't imagine doing anything else with my life.
So gutsy. Good for
That's
you.
That's awesome, man.
I think I've told you about a friend I had back in the day, Jean, who was in Dallas and just unhappy and couldn't figure out why. She's just like, this city just doesn't work for me, so I'm going to move to Seattle. Didn't know anybody in Seattle, just decided that she saw pictures of it and she was going to do it. So she gave up her consulting job and moved to Seattle. She's still there to this day. Found her husband, has kids. It was all in Seattle.
That was a calling. That's amazing.
Sometimes you got to leap and worry about the parachute later.
Yeah, right. Krista, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
It's Jenna.
Not on my phone.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, there it is.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't know who you are.
Hi, I'm Jenna.
Sorry. Hey, Jenna.
So I left my 40,000 9-to-5 job in 2020 when COVID happened and started a wedding industry business photography. And I am now 5 years in and making over six figures. All by myself. Don't even know how I did it.
Good thing. That's amazing.
Good for you. I think, you know, like when money is not the goal and you follow your purpose, isn't it weird how just money sort of finds you?
Yeah, that is true. Eventually it will.
I'm looking for $1 million to find me.
I'm working on it on Monday. I think we got a plan. That sugar daddy.
Doing what I love.
Hey, Krista, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. All right. Tell us about this wanderlust you had. You found your purpose. What was it?
Yeah, so we were just bartenders in Myrtle Beach, and long story short, our brother-in-law and sister-in-law got married in Costa Rica, and they were also bartenders, and they found a building, and they Skyped us. That's how long ago it was. And they're like, do you guys want to own a bar? And we're like, yeah. So we sold everything. We drove, my husband and I literally drove from Myrtle Beach to Costa Rica. It's not an island. You can do that. And we had a bar for 10 years with our brother-in-law and sister-in-law. And it was amazing in Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica.
Good for you, man.
Wow. That's inspiring.
And was it everything you thought it was going to be? Did it meet your expectations? Were you fulfilled?
Everything more or less. Oh, it's not a vacation. It's never a vacation. We enjoy going back there now to visit, but it's definitely not a vacation to own a bar in paradise. That's a misnomer.
Yeah.
It's work.
It sounds wonderful.
We did have our kids there, so that was definitely
okay.
worth it.
We lived
back in Charleston. Yeah, we live in Charleston now, so that has, you know, sailed. But we had our kids there, and that was definitely worth the trip if that's what had to happen.
All right.
But it's work with a view.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Work with a really solid view.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Again, the guy that I was following, actually the cat that I'm following, which Kristen just pointed out, is @sailing_with_Phoenix.
The Burt Show.
All right, before we check back in with Kay Lee on an assignment he gave himself yesterday, I wanted to circle back about this controversy about the pennant party that I was telling you guys about yesterday, right?
There's some details that are pertinent to the story.
Yes. Well, yes and no. Mm-hmm. But I was saying yesterday that my kid's school which is a college prep school, by the way, I was reminded, has a pennant party where the kids, the seniors in the school that are going on to college, and there are 32 of them, they line up in the library. I told you guys about this yesterday. One by one, they go up the ladder, and they hang the pennant of the college that they're going to. So we got into a debate because people were hitting me up in my DMs like, well, how about the kids that aren't going to college? What about them? There shouldn't be a ceremony like this. So we debated it back and forth and back and forth. And then one of the moms at the school hit me with a text last night. And she is part of what the kids at our school call the Blonde Avengers.
The Blonde Avengers?
Yeah. That's what the kids call. There's four women at the school. Stacy is one of them, by the way. Four
moms. I don't
doubt it. That if something ain't right at the school or something's going wrong with the kids, the four Blonde Avengers go to school and they talk to the administration.
They get ass done, man.
She's awesome. So one of the Blonde Avengers hit me up and said, hey, Bert, I watched a snippet from the show that you were discussing on the pennant ceremony. Just wanted to let you know that last year we had one kid go to a trade school, one kid go on a mission year, and one going into the Navy. Each of them also hung pennants. They had the trade pennant, the mission group pennant, and the Navy pennant.
I love that.
So they were all included. Mm-hmm. She also writes, this year it just so happened that all 34 are going to college.
Wow.
And then she reminded me that this is a college prep school also. Laugh emoji, laugh emoji, laugh emoji, laugh emoji.
So it would make sense.
Yep.
That a college preparatory school would have a college pennant ceremony.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, so back to Kaylee here, and I'm really interested if any of you guys have done what Kristen suggested Kaylee do yesterday, and that is pretty much take over your kid's computer and chat as your kid online just to see if they're being safe.
Yeah, if your kid reports to you somebody said something and now all of a sudden you have an inkling that your child is getting scammed or catfished, yes, one thing would be just to completely shut it down. You never communicate with that person again. Or another option would be for you as the parent to suss it out and start communicating with that person as your child. So essentially, you are attempting to catfish the alleged catfish.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW. If you have done this, and what did you discover? Was it safe? Were they in harm's way? Was it dangerous? Did you try it yesterday?
Man, I failed my assignment because I left the station yesterday and literally didn't get home till 9 o'clock at night. Okay. And it was, I was done.
It's
I
like
was
you're cooked. A busy working father of three.
Yeah. Yeah. My pre-K daughter went to her little graduation yesterday, which I'm like, why are we even doing this? It's just in for another thing. But yeah, so I was wanting to do it, but I don't know that I would get anywhere, but I mean, I still will attempt to try it for sure, because I do feel that there is some shadiness happening.
I also think I don't think that this is any kind of betrayal of trust. I know that we've had this debate on the show before about, like, if you see your kid's journal, their personal thoughts, should you go through it because you're just trying to make sure they're doing okay? I don't think this is in the same category, is it?
And as a mom, you know, because it takes a village, it would be so easy just to, like, delete, you know, block, blah, blah, blah. But like, if you're going to do this to my kid, you're going to do this to somebody else's kid. Uh-huh. So I would have no issue whatsoever sliding in and having, like, communicating to see if I could figure out if this was legit or not.
Good morning, Tracy. You were on the Bert Show.
Hi. I love your show. Wanted to say, first of all,
thank you. Thanks for being part of it.
And I'm from Perry, Georgia, and heard your segment just now, and I went through this with my son when he was probably a freshman in high school, and he had been chatting with someone on Facebook who got him to go on a app called Kik, K-I-K, where it's not monitored.
Oh, yeah.
And was pretending to be a female, and something just didn't seem right, and he had taken a nap one day. I had set up a fake profile to see if he would talk to it, and when I realized my email address was going to show up, I immediately deleted it and saw on his phone these messages that had been going on. So it was very explicit what they wanted him to do. Mm-hmm. And so I took his phone and proceeded to pretend to be him. goaded this person into talking to me, gave me their phone number, and which was stupid. So I contacted juvenile services and pressed charges against them. It was a male. It wasn't a female. And they had been trying to get this person for years.
Good for you.
And it was actually someone who was probably about 3 years older than him.
Wow. Good for you.
I pressed charges, and then I monitored when they had him where he wasn't supposed to be doing social media, and I would check every now and then. I saw that he was on Facebook again, so I called the district attorney's office and reported it again.
Look
so
at you,
like,
Tracy.
Don't play with me when Mama Bear comes into play.
Good for you, man.
Come on, Tracy.
Think of the other lives you might have saved also. That's amazing. This is what I love about being proactive. Like, you think about these things, but it's very few times you're like, you know what? I got to make sure that my kids are protected at all costs. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Tracy. Here's Jordan. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Fantastic, actually. What's going on with you?
So I was about 10 years old, and I was on MSM. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to somebody on there, and my dad was like, hey, you shouldn't be talking to people. You're too dumb, whatever. And my dad didn't know English. So my dad wanted to talk to them through me. So he was talking to me and making me type what he was saying. And then he met the person somewhere, and it turned out to be a guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I was never allowed on the computer. Yeah.
What was the fault? Like when your dad confronted him?
My dad's Dominican. I got my behind whooped.
The Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I'm going to give a warning to parents that this is going to cover some more adult and graphic content because, again, we are updating you on what's going on with that Diddy trial. Sean Diddy Combs is facing serious allegations, including sex trafficking and racketeering. Now, for about the first 2 days of this trial, or the first 3 days, we had heard from some male escorts, and then the next day we heard from his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura, and then she had so much to say that they had to continue that into the next day. But then after that, she had to get cross-examined, which is when Diddy's lawyers are going to start asking her about her experience with him. And during her testimony, she actually had to ask a judge for a break because it became so intense for her, because of course she's 8.5 months pregnant and recounting some heinous experiences that she's been through, or that she claims that she has been through, with her ex Sean Diddy Combs.
And everything she disclosed in the first part of her testimony for the prosecution, I'm sure what Diddy's lawyer is going to try to do is make it seem like it was all consensual and mm-hmm. she wanted sure. this.
Absolutely. So she's recounting all these experiences, including being forced into drug-fueled sexual encounters that we're going to label as freak-offs because that's what they've been calling them. She says that they were orchestrated by Sean, and she described these events as very traumatic. She said that they led her to a state of so much emotional distress that in 2023, she actually made the decision to go to rehab because she didn't want to be here anymore. And she also included some claims in 2018 that he
sexually assaulted her after she attempted to end the relationship. So, I mean, just her, everything about her testimony is just absolutely heartbreaking. Of course, if this is all true, this is all alleged, considering this is all just being included in the trial. But
is it alleged? I mean, because you're under oath. I mean, I guess you could lie under oath.
Yeah, I mean, you could for sure. But I mean, I guess you could lie. But I don't want to get sued by Sean Diddy Combs and his people if they're listening, but whatever. So Combs's defense team is currently challenging Cassie's claims by presenting explicit text messages from 2009 suggesting that she was willingly participating in these sexual activities. One of the messages read from Cassie that she was, quote, always ready to freak off. She's explaining that she said these things because it was a result of emotional manipulation and fear. You know, just trying to be complicit in the things that her boyfriend says that he wants. She also emphasized that her participation was coerced and she felt worthless and humiliating during those times. The second text that Cassie wrote later in that day actually led her to want to take a break during these testimonies. So she graphically described in these text messages what she couldn't wait for her then boyfriend to do. And that's when she immediately asked for the judge to give her a break after she had read the very raunchy text. And she, of course, got up, grabbed her pregnant belly with both hands and left the courtroom. So just to clarify, Abby is correct in using the term alleged because, yes, you're under oath. You could be charged with perjury if you lie under oath, but obviously people do that. So a claim ceases to be alleged when he's found guilty.
Gotcha.
So when he's convicted, I can stop using the A word. Mm-hmm. It's also really sad because her husband is still in this courtroom. The father of her kids, Alex Fine, is listening to all of this go down. And I can only imagine, A, how horrible it is for Cassie to have to recount her memories, but then for her husband, who is Diddy's trainer, to have to relive his experience and knowing that during this time where he was a personal trainer for Sean Diddy Combs, he didn't know, I'm assuming, all this was going on, but to know that while he was employed with him, knowing that this is what she's experiencing, it's got to be really tough for him.
Man.
Well, how do I say this? I think if he was the personal trainer, he probably had a pretty good indication of what was going on.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he had an idea. I'm sure a lot of these details that are coming out, he probably wasn't fully aware of, and I have to hear them now. That's a strong man. I don't know how he's doing it, but they did say that he took the time to make a point to stare Diddy in his face for a pretty long time when he was in the courtroom.
This is not like a personal trainer you'd have at like Planet Fitness. I'm assuming like Diddy had personal, you know, like a trainer in his home. So if you're that close and you're seeing a guy five times, I know a lot of stuff about my trainers. Mm-hmm. They're telling me about their personal lives. There's no way he didn't know about this back in the day.
I mean, maybe you know he's freaky. Maybe you see all the baby oil and you go, well, something's going on, but maybe you don't realize the extent of the abuse. Yes. And so maybe this is, obviously, this is probably not the first time he's hearing from this, considering he is married to Cassie now. Mm. But, I mean, still to have to relive it all at once, watching your wife be pregnant on the stand, oh, my God, like, it's got to be terrible.
Mo and I were talking about this in the hall the other day. Like, how do you, as the husband, not, like, jump over, like, the walls to get to Diddy when you hear these things?
This would all be too much for me. To have to relive it, to hear the details, to hear what was done, it would be too much.
Of course, the trial is still ongoing, so we're going to continue to update you. But for now, Justin Bieber's rep put out a statement responding to rumors that Justin Bieber was a victim of Diddy's abuse. I'm going to explain more on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.